Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Briggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Larson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dan Larson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. And now, play ball. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball four. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Durham steals second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durham scores. Moreland moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs throws the ball into Wills, who tags Kingman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive towards the mound. Zachary catches it and throws to second to double up Wills. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary bunts in front of the plate. Moreland fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Briggs fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Briggs. Foster goes all the way around to score. Kingman moves to third. It's 2-1 Cubs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Larson covering. Safe. Kingman scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Brooks steals second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larson moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larson scores. Wills moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire takes first base on ball 4. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 0 in the game. Zachary bunts in front of the plate. Moreland fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardenhire moves to second. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman strikes out. Moreland drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Backman out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreland. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. One out. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Wills steals second. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ty Waller now playing center field. Gary Woods now playing right field. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Rajcik pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Craig Swan now pitching. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball towards left. Foster catches it and throws to second to double up Woods, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Backman moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kingman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Backman scores. Foster moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Foster scores. Kingman moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moreland for a passed ball. Kingman scores. Youngblood moves to third. Brooks moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Brooks scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Mets. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Waller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Craig Swan. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Neil Allen now pitching. Ellis Valentine now playing left field. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bill Campbell. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is called out on strikes. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.